Hello.
Oh, hi, good afternoon. This is Rotmini from Family First. I'm returning a call from this number.
Yes.
Alright, this is George.
Yes.
Alright, George. I was just giving you a call. Mostly, I was trying to communicate with Miss Sharon Kearns. I was just assigned as the home care coordinator for her here in the agency. So I'm just checking in regarding the services. So I would like to ask you, I mean, you are the caregiver for the case, so I don't know, is Miss Sharon able to have a word or something?
Oh, my. Just hold up. She's on the phone with somebody else.
Okay. No problem. I'll hold, okay?
Here's Sharon, the coordinator.
Hello?
Hi, Miss Sharon. It's Rodney from Family First. How are you?
So-so. Oh, I'm okay, I guess.
I see that. Miss Sharon, I was just calling you, introducing myself. Rodney, I'm going to be your home care coordinator here in the company, Family First. I'm just checking in to see if everything is going fine with George so far.
Oh, yeah. He's doing a good job.
Perfect.
Yeah, he's doing good for me.
I'm very glad to hear that. Great. I was also checking in to see if you've been in the hospital lately by any chance.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But I still survive if I'm paying them for that. I'm all right. I'm a survivor. I'm strong.
All right. Please note that any time that you are admitted into the hospital, that's when the services should stop for George until you are discharged from back home. Also some reminders that, I mean, he's able to do errands and like shopping within the time that he's clocked in and out, but at least the clock in and the clock out should be done at your house. I mean, and we don't, yeah, I mean, it's just some heads up.
You don't have to clock in and out because he has somebody comes in and helping us.
No, I got you.
Out a little bit, you know what I mean? But they were supposed to put another person supposed to come in for that Friday, and they never called, and they never came in, you know what I mean?
No. When that happens, I mean, advise him to reach out to me, your care coordinator. I'll be here helping you with that.
Who are you for? Your care coordinator. Okay, if you're a care coordinator, you go to the hospital and tell them, I need my medication.
Okay.
I'm not having problems.
I would also like to address that back then on January the 20th, he did the clock out, but he didn't do the clock in, okay? So do you confirm me that back then it was Tuesday?
He was there, yes. He just got working with me. He got a mess in here. He had it, so he started at
7, as usual, right?
Then he said, oh my God, I got to, you know, we sometimes you forget, you know, when you're doing stuff. Yes, he was working.
No, I got you. I was doing just the voice confirmation with you, so I'm going to fix the visit. He will receive the payment for this next Friday. And yeah, I mean, if you guys need anything regarding the home care services, this is my number. George can also save it. I have an address, which is the 1153 Mulberry Street. That's your address, right?
Yeah, you got it. That's right.
It's the 1153 Mulberry Street, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'll be advised on what you guys need. And, well, I wish you have a beautiful day, okay? You take care a lot.
Okay, thank you. You have a great day.
All right, bye. Take care of us. Bye-bye.